Opportunity Knox is brought to you by the Center for Student Professional Development in the Fox School of Business. This CSPD podcast is about making positive first impressions at a new job. Now, this is going to be especially important for those who will be graduating and starting in a new career, but is also helpful for those who will be starting in an internship opportunity. When evaluating our feelings about people, we all take shortcuts, and many of us know this. First impressions are usually made within the first 10 seconds of meeting someone, and these impressions can often turn into long-term perceptions and reputations. During your first few months at a new job, you will be making many first impressions with everyone you meet. I have put together just some tips that I think will help to ensure that you are making the right first impression. Having a positive attitude is absolutely number one. Nothing makes people like you and trust you more than a positive attitude. Let your enthusiasm for your new job and being part of a new team shine through in all of your interactions. Secondly, dress professionally. You should dress professionally in the beginning of your new job, even if there are dress down or casual days within the office. Again, you will be making many first impressions and meeting a lot of new people, so it's important that you always dress appropriately for that chance meeting with your CEO or one of the high-level executives within the organization. You should always speak louder than your clothes and accessories. Now, during these first introductions, you're going to be learning a lot of coworkers' names, and it's important that you learn these names quickly. Remember the names of those to whom you are introduced. In your first few days, you'll be introduced to dozens of new coworkers. You'll learn about their responsibilities within the organization and their titles and how they will have some type of working relationship with you. When you get back to your desk, you want to make sure to jot down the names and all the information you did receive about that person. If you do forget a name in the future, don't be afraid to ask someone for their name again. Always remember the names of your managers, however. Asking questions, again, moving on to that, it's better to ask for questions before you dedicate time to doing something incorrectly. First task on a new job is to gain a solid understanding of the way things are done in your new company. Take the time to understand your company's benefits plans, understand the proper protocol, if most people use email or face-to-face communication to solve a problem. Don't wait until you need to use or have specific questions about things before you do your research. In order to find some answers to these questions, it's important that you go to all the orientations that were provided to you. Take time to research everything you can and become an expert on your company and your new position. You will only be able to do this by taking advantage of all the orientation opportunities that a company provides. A company buzzword is onboarding. Many companies have strict onboarding procedures, and this is basically how they acclimate a new employee to the organizational structure. Once you do get some time and you actually start getting some responsibilities, it's important that you take initiative. Your first days on the job will be filled with small tasks so that when you need more work or are ready to take on larger tasks, you have to ask. Smaller ideas are easier to fulfill and will help build your coworkers' trust of your ideas and work ethics. Take on one of those projects that everyone has been trying to get done for months, such as reorganizing a filing, reorganizing a database, working on a specific program or something like that. You'll actually learn some of these things just by talking to your coworkers. Now, when you're working, you want to make sure you're working full days. Be the first person to say hello to everyone in the office and say it with a smile. Be a morning person and always be on time or early. During your first few months, your attendance record will help to build your reputation for reliability, trust, and confidence. Once you get into the job, you're going to start realizing that there's always office politics, and that's always involved in any company. You will be guilty by association if you attach yourself to the office gossiper or the office slacker. Make sure during your first few weeks to be cordial to everyone you meet, but keep everyone at an arm's length away. Take some time to realize who the hard workers are, those with a good reputation, and those with good relationships within the organization, and those are the people you want to attach yourself to. These are the type of people you should ask for advice, mentorship, any questions you might have. These are the people you want to talk to. Keep your ear to the grapevine, but don't contribute to it. It might help to give you ideas on what is praised and what is punished within an organization, but again, take it for what it's worth because it is gossip. Now, there's a lot of office politics that are going around the office, but it's important to make sure, again, that you attach yourself to those that are going to be good representations of who you are personally. You want to talk 20% and listen 80%. You want to avoid those who do talk 100%. It is your job to find out the nuances of your company, the unwritten rules and norms of the office, and to do this, you have to listen to others. And one of the most important things when you're at a new job is to track your accomplishments. It is up to you to track these accomplishments, and no one else is going to do it for you. You need to make sure to let your boss know what you are doing on a regular basis. Don't expect accolades if you're not promoting yourself, your work, and letting people know what you're doing. Remember, your first job can create a lot of anxieties, but it's important that you understand what your employer is expecting of you. Ask enough questions to have a solid understanding of your responsibilities. This is Opportunity Knox. I'm Jenna Bandini. Opportunity Knox is a service of Temple University and the Center for Student Professional Development and has been recorded on Temple University's main campus in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. This has been Opportunity Knox. Explore, connect, succeed.